So good Thanksgiving morning, everyone. We've got you covered on the news. Not a whole lot going on out there in the world. We're watching world markets, which are actually up this morning, although Wall Street markets are closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. We're going to keep you updated on what's happening on Tahrir Square, the streets of Cairo this morning. There appears to be some sort of conciliation or reconciliation between protesters and the military government on handing over power. We also got a regime change in Yemen. We'll keep you updated on all that. And all this morning, we're asking you what you're thankful for.
I am thankful to have a duly elected president.
Thankful for my union, fighting very hard to keep adjunct health insurance.
And I'm thankful that we have men and women who have stood up over the generations to defend this great country.
Last year at this time, I was unemployed with no health benefits for my wife and children. After about 6 months, I became employed as a civilian employee of the Marine Corps and have, though less income, enough to take care of my family.
At 877-8-MY-TAKE, just to take your hands out of the turkey there for a moment, wash them off, dry them, and then pick up the phone and call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and share your Thanksgiving story. We want to talk with two people who have been on the program before. Cynthia Norton, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. And Lyndon D is also with us. Good morning, Lyndon.
Good morning. How are you?
So I'm great. And we've got a job this morning, the three of us, I think. I think we need to sort of get everybody prepared for this holiday, given it's been a challenging year for so many Americans. Wouldn't you agree with that, Cynthia?
Absolutely. Very challenging.
Now, you started the year with some serious challenges, and things have looked up for you. Give us your story. You've been on the program before. We have talked with you as something of an economic indicator out there in California. What's going on with you now, and how have things changed for you this morning?
Well, I'm very blessed in that I do have a job. I work for as a caregiver and personal assistant to a private trust, and it's a lot of responsibility, not just the caregiving part, but I handle all of the help her with the finances and help the family with the medical appointments and basically running the household. So I get a lot of satisfaction out of it. I'm still making less than I have made in the past. But there is a lot of satisfaction in doing what I'm doing. So I have money to, you know, provide a roof for myself. I'm renting a room and a bath in a very nice house in a very nice suburb from a wonderful woman. And so I have a place for me and my dog, and I'm very blessed with that. And I just look at those things as being true blessings, to have a roof over your head and able to eat and have a job. And those are true blessings.
Well, congratulations, Cynthia Norton. How much of that scenario was something you could never have imagined experiencing, say, 5 years ago?
I wouldn't have imagined any of it.
Really?
I would not have imagined this journey that I've been on. And I wouldn't have seen myself in the position I'm in now, although I get a lot of satisfaction out of it. The family's very dear to me. I always saw myself working in the corporate world, and I always saw myself in that light. So it's just been, I would never have imagined everything that I have gone through 5 years ago, with literally sitting in a park late at night wondering where I'm going to sleep at one point. So it's been very, very difficult and very hard, and my heart goes out to everybody that I see out there in that situation, and frankly, I see more and more people in that situation.
You know, I love how you've transformed your life. I mean, I don't love it, but I really admire the way that you've sort of found this gig as a personal assistant. You're renting a room. You've got some personal space with your dog. You're going to be sitting down for Thanksgiving with your landlord today?
Actually, yes. The woman who owns the home, she's just really a lovely person, a great angel and a blessing to me. And we're going to be sharing a little Thanksgiving dinner together. And it's open to anybody that we know who may not have a place to go.
All right. I want you to, a little later, a couple minutes from now, give us all a pep talk for this Thanksgiving. So think of what you're going to say. We're going to talk with Lyndon for a moment. Cynthia, hold on there. Lyndon Dees has been underemployed all year. And we've talked with him as well from Stillwater, Oklahoma, as an economic indicator of what's going on in the United States. What's this year been like for you, Lyndon?
Well, it's had its challenges, but, you know, I've been kind of cobbling together a living on temporary and part-time work. And, I know eventually somebody's going to say, hey, come work for us full-time, and I'll probably say, sure, I'll do it.
All right. Well, maybe that could even happen this morning, although this is a moment this Thanksgiving for people in your community to step outside themselves and think about some tragic events that have happened over the last week. Linda, why don't you explain that to us?
Well, it was a week ago that the women's basketball coach and his assistant coach were flying to Arkansas to recruit somebody over in Arkansas. And the plane went down in some really rugged areas of Arkansas. And I think it was probably – we've had some wacky winds lately, and it was probably the wind and the rugged terrain that brought the plane down. And the pilot and his wife and the two coaches were killed, and they were all, you know, close to the – well, Stillwater is a close community. I mean, it's almost like a small town, and everybody just really supports each other and things. And it's been just a little over 10 years since the last time we had a tragic plane accident involving basketball. It was the men's team in 2000.
I remember that. So, Lady D's, I mean, sports, we sometimes poke fun at the amount of football and sports watching that takes place on Thanksgiving, but it is part of this sort of extended family experience of Thanksgiving. And, Lyndon, we'll be thinking of you later today. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
You got a pep talk for America before we go back to Cynthia?
Well, you know, I've been out of work since August of 2009. I mean, full-time employment, but... just keeping my head up. That's the thing. I'm so thankful for my family and friends. As a matter of fact, I kind of had a pre-Thanksgiving yesterday with some of my friends from grade school. We've known each other for like some of us for 48 years.
And you'll be sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner with your dad later today. Lyndon, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too.
And Cynthia Norton, you want to take us out? About 30 seconds.
Yes, I just want to say that my grandmother used to have a saying, and she always said, where there is breath, there is hope. And people have to remember that there's hope out there, and there's a lot of angels out there, and they will be there for you when you need them. I've experienced this in my whole journey. Just be thankful for even the most basic things that you have. And if you can offer someone a helping hand with a bottle of water or a sandwich, do it.
Thank you. Cynthia Norton, recently employed as a caregiver, will be sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner with her landlord. Thanks so much, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.